This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. All right, welcome to In the Black. We did have some planned shows for what we wanted to release in the coming weeks, but that is gone out the window due to the coronavirus. And we felt like right now it's just, I think it's better to take it week by week and just keep offering you guys more and more kind of relevant value. Rather than give you some marketing and some sales stuff, it's probably not as effective as direct kind of up-to-date stuff is going to be for you. And, you know, we were just discussing before this, man, there's a lot that's changed and it's changing fast. So this is officially the, as of the recording of this.
When you say a lot that's changed, it's like most of us had a gym. Gym is now closed.
Yeah, I even think indefinitely. From the customer's perspective, man, it's like all of a sudden there is like nowhere people can train.
Yeah.
Nowhere. Yeah, so we do want to...
about 30 gyms within a stone throw, dude, of my gym in Bondi Junction. Crazy. One of the highest ever, and now there is none.
It's crazy. And I know everyone listening to this, you know, all in all different kinds of situations. We've got gym owners, we've got PTs, we've got just exercise enthusiasts. Some of us still have access to gyms. Some of us have home gyms. Some of us might have a couple kettlebells or whatever. And some of us have nothing. So we're all kind of in this together. We've all got different situations, and... well, today, we're trying to really help anyone who was making money or has had their income drastically diminished as, you know, we've been affected by this as well. You know, our gyms are closed. So, we're rapidly kind of pivoting to different ways that we can continue to, first of all, just kind of slow the membership base from kind of diminishing.
Protect what you've got.
Exactly. And then, which we spoke about last week. But then also how to make more money. But today is all going to be about two different ways that you can kind of capitalize online. The first is ways you can offer things for free. And then the second is how you can get paid as well for online. So I think for the majority of the fitness industry, they're all online now. And they're all kind of thinking, okay, where's the best place to start? So we're going to offer up heaps of different options. But before we get into that, for the gym owners specifically, we have a webinar series that MPE did, which we basically did our own private version of it. Yes. In our group, which is how gyms specifically can get through this particular point in time. So it's kind of like the best softwares to use when going online, the best strategies, what's been working for clients all over the world. So they've already got data on gyms that have started making money online and pivoting and doing outdoor stuff. So they've got a whole webinar series that they took us through. I think it took about 2 hours, but it's extremely useful. It's free. You guys can sign up for it. The link to that is in the description of this episode. So pause this and go watch that webinar. It's free. The link is there if you do own a gym. You're gonna some very valuable stuff in it. It could be stuff in there that saves your gym.
Guys, you have to watch that. It's already saved us thousands.
Yeah.
Just being able to react quicker because, you know, they were working with gyms that were locked down way before even the American gyms were locked down.
Yeah.
So they've seen gyms that have been doing this for like over a month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crucial, and you have to have your clients. And then also Wattify, they've been working around the clock just to support gym owners as well. And if you go to Wattify.com/COVID-19, I think everyone knows how to spell COVID now, COVID-19, they're doing heaps of like free different softwares and stuff that you can use, like how to run nutrition challenges, free challenge software, free programming for people that have Wattify and people that don't have Wattify. So just like a bunch of free stuff that you can offer your clients and like a system behind that, which is pretty good because everyone needs a bit of help in these times.
And that is that for Wattify and non-Wattify users?
Everyone.
Yeah,
doesn't perfect. Matter.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you to MP and Wattify for supporting the fitness industry in this trying time. So let's start with all the free stuff that you can do. If you have any sort of brand, whether it's a gym, whether it's online coaching, whether it's PT, whether it's just an Instagram account. So all this stuff I would say is, you know, a really good thing to do. Just because what you're doing right now is obviously the amount of online traffic has really picked up. People are taking in a ton of content. You're just trying to be relevant. You're trying to offer value for people without asking for anything. And you're keeping yourself busy and proactive and you're giving yourself something to do in this time. So the first thing I've got is Instagram live Q&A. So it's kind of like a podcast in a way because it's like long format. But basically, you just let people know, hey, every day at 8 a.m. or every second day or once a week or whatever structure you want to go about it. You just make it really easy for yourself. You don't need anything but your phone. You just turn on the live mode of Instagram and you let questions come in. You just let people know, like, hey, send me any question you have in relation to health and fitness and I'll answer them. And so that's just a really good way to engage with people. And hey, only if only 10 people are on there, at least it's 10 people who really want your help.
Mm.
10 people that are listening, they're engaged, and you know, you're giving up your time and your expertise to help them. So they're very thankful for that. So yeah, start that. If you do a really good job, you know, you might have 15 the next time. They might tell their friends to jump on. But definitely when you go and do the Instagram live Q&A, let people know when to expect it and on what frequency. Mm. So don't just do it at random, but be like, hey guys, you know, 8 a.m. Mondays, live Q&A with me.
Yeah, I mean, if your clients or the people you want to be as clients are all spending their time on Instagram, it's probably the best place to be doing stuff.
I think a lot
stuff,
of people, you know? Yeah. I think I would like to see the numbers on Instagram traffic right now, but it's definitely getting up there. Cool. So the second thing we had is a private Facebook group, or if you want to kind of surpass the Facebook kind of zone, because not a lot of people are on it these days, WhatsApp channel can be good as well. Basically, you're just using this to provide any kind of links, articles, stuff that you've posted. It's a great place to put links to your website where maybe you've got blog articles and stuff like that. But yeah, really, really quick way to get content out to people. Obviously, with Instagram, there is an algorithm to combat. And so even though you have, you know, 1,000 followers, you only reach like 3-4% of them each time. So having a Facebook group and a WhatsApp channel pretty much guarantees that you're going to get that message to them. They're going to get some kind of notification that you've posted that thing. Whereas if you do a post on Instagram, they're not going to get a notification unless they've specifically selected it that you've made a post.
Yeah, if you can put together a good WhatsApp channel, and I've seen all sorts of people do this. Like I remember when I was doing swimming, the swim coach made like a really good WhatsApp channel. Gyms can make WhatsApp channels. Trainers are unbelievably valuable for you, you know? Probably going to get around a 95% read rate on every single thing you post, which is like outrageous compared, you know, it's literally the reverse. Instagram, you get like 3%.
Yeah.
Here you get like 97%.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally different. And so, doesn't matter if it's like 30 people in there, that's crazy valuable. But at this time, we've just found with our businesses, increasing our communication frequency, has been critical.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's just great because right now everything's changing so quickly. And so be able to have that instant connection to your clients through like a text messaging service like WhatsApp, it just makes things a lot easier.
Yeah. Personally for the gym, we've got nearly 300 people in WhatsApp groups.
Yeah. So next thing you guys can do, which you can offer people is workout videos on at home. So again, you can post those to your website and then link them up into your WhatsApp channel, or you can post them on Instagram. Just have them sit there and then, you know, if people are messaging you, what should I do? Say, hey, go to my Instagram. There's workout videos up there. People getting really creative, really good stuff. You know, I've learned tons of bodyweight exercises over the years from so many different domains, from animal flow to breakdancing to gymnastics to just like basic bodyweight kind of sweat conditioning stuff. And so I feel like I've done most bodyweight workouts under the sun. There's so much stuff you can offer people. And so, yeah, every day I would be putting out, you know, doing like a little swipe video thing. Go, cool. Today, here's 10 push-up variations. All right, here's 10 row variations. Here's 10 shoulder, you know, isometric hold variations. Here's 10 leg variations. So all that sort of stuff, just providing awesome value for people and forcing yourself to get creative as well, I think is super important.
Yeah, and it's got a huge uptick. I think no matter how much you feel like it's been flooded with different options, people are still looking for stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're putting out...
Supply's gone up, but demand has gone up.
For sure. And like, look, we're putting out our stuff on Instagram, but there's no reason to think that people are going to be done these days with their 30, 40-minute home workout. You know, if you post up some other stuff, they might go, oh, I might try that.
Yeah.
I might do that.
People might do 3 workouts a day, you know, during this time. They got time.
Exactly. Value is value. So... don't give yourself a reason to not put it out there. Yeah. You know, I hear these planes rolling in overhead and I just think they're probably bringing...
Shoot
Aussies
them down. Shoot it down.
I was going to say...
Stay the fuck out.
I was going to say it's probably Aussies trying to get home. What is that situation? If you're overseas and then you're an Aussie and you're trying to get home, do they pay for your flight home?
No. That'd be a sweet deal. Pay for first class.
They're just encouraging people to book a flight home.
Yeah. So they were, okay. Well, I think also for a period, they're only allowing Australian citizens in. So even people like...
So that whole flight, they just might only be Aussie citizens.
Should only be, at this time. Right.
So most definitely should
Most of domestic travel as well is cancelled. But yeah, but I mean, also people are like, hey, we don't really want Aussies coming back. that have the virus.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. All right, cool. So, next one is guides and PDFs. So, obviously, collecting email addresses is a good move for any business. It's just a really good tool that you own that you can use in the future. And, you know, much better open rates. Like, you know, you're looking at 30 to 50% open rates. Way better than 3% on Instagram. But I think it's just a really good way for you to put together kind of timeless information. So if you put together a nutrition guide on the best supplements to take for your health and immune system, you can use that. You know, it's awesome. It's relevant now and people will download it, but it's even, you know, more relevant and it will be relevant in the future forever. Like it's not going to get outdated. It's sort of one. It's evergreen, the content, which is super useful. So while you've got all this extra time on your hands, create these guides that people want, but also know, hey, in a month from now, in a year from now, in 5 years from now, these will still be useful guides for anyone. So they can sit on your website for a while. You know, if you have the best at-home core workout you can do, people are still going to want that in 2 years, whether they're in lockdown or not. They're still going to want core workouts that they can do. So creating some guides and PDFs, a really good way to create some evergreen content to collect emails with.
Yeah, and I mean, it lasts forever, but right now, it's just going to get a serious soak up.
Yeah.
Because people are after it so much. And I've seen all sorts coming out recently, and I think some of it has been a little bit rushed. So, make sure you take your effort and make a really good quality one as well.
Yes.
You know, don't just dive in, try and get it done like straight away because everyone is. Like, make a quality one, and I think you'll get the right response.
Yeah, because I think there is so many out there right now. There is so much competition. If you do put something low on the barrel, even though there's a demand right now, you might not get the traction you want.
Or you can maybe make it more specific. You know, you could like, there's so many out there, but I haven't seen that many people do like, hey, I'm doing at-home workouts of like this situation exactly, you know, like only for like the living room.
Yeah.
At-home workouts in the kitchen or like at-home workouts if you got this in your garage, you know. You can make it really specific, it's going to hit home for some people.
Yeah. And then the next one is, or the last one for free that we've got there for you guys is a weekly at-home program. So, right now, the Creature members have access to... honestly, you know, you could go on our website and still look at it yourself, but you miss the workout briefings and the exercise demonstrations, not being a member. But we've got a 5-day or maybe 6-day a week at-home program. So, it's just something you can write for free. You can say, hey, guys, you know, I've got 5 weeks of at-home workouts programmed. You can just go download them if you want, you know, on my website. And, yeah, again, a great way to get some more emails.
100%, yeah.
Offer people a program. And also, you know, you're kind of doubling up there. Your weekly at-home program is probably going to need workout exercise demonstration videos in it. Those same videos that people will use on the program, you can use to market the services, which is essentially what we're doing as well.
Yeah.
Cool. So, that's all the stuff that you're doing to kind of build the brand, generate leads, offer value. But, you know, none of that gets you paid. So, you're obviously going to want to make sure that that then trickles down into the funnel of people going, wow, this guy's great. I love his stuff. Maybe I can get some actual help off him. Maybe I can pay him. He obviously knows what he's doing, he or she, or they. So we've got a few options here. And look, I don't think you need to do all of them, but I think the ones that you choose to do, whether it's kind of like 1 to 2, do them really well. Do them extremely well, and that'll keep the retention nice and high, which is important right now. So, first one is online PT.
Yeah, this one, you know, sounds silly, probably like 3 weeks ago, but now it's massive.
Yeah.
And I think that long-term we'll see it stick around because it's so convenient. It's a time saver. People that buy PT want to save time and you're delivering it to them. So, this is one that I think the challenge will be in getting people over the line. It's like, oh, I get my head around this. But once you do, you can kill it. And it could be a really, really good revenue stream for people because you save so much time with the commute and everything like that. You can just get it done, and I still think you can deliver huge value to clients.
Definitely.
Quality of cameras these days, right? You set up the camera, get them to move the camera until you can see their whole body. You're coaching them.
Yeah.
Coach, you know? It's the same.
Yeah. Yeah, the first time I ever got PT'd on Zoom was I was getting one of my coach, Kyle, from Training Think Tank to look at my squat because we were getting back issues. And yeah, he coached me for like 30 minutes on squats, like just...
Via
Zoom. And that's what I'd recommend you guys use is Zoom. Zoom is the... they should be sponsoring this show. Zoom.us.
They don't need any marketing right now.
They can afford it. Zoom.us. So, it's just online video conferencing. And that's really good. You just send your client the link, they open it, it's free, and then you guys have unlimited time face-to-face via the app, and you can just coach them on the phone.
I mean, even better with that, I would record it, and then I would send them the link of the recording after. And if you ever want to check, you can go back and watch all the cues I gave you during the session to remind yourself later.
Amazing.
When you're doing it. You know, it's even better than an in-person session. It's such good value.
I don't know if it's better than an in-person
session.
Put
that gym in the bin. I'm trying to keep it positive here. They got their gyms closed. But no, for real, I think I really think that a lot of trainers in particular will keep this. Like, I think at the gym, we'll keep it. Like, if this goes well, we'll have clients that just do some, you know, Zoom PT. Maybe they move. Oh, they just want to do one on the weekend. We'll probably still have this option for people.
Or they travel and they're in their hotel room and they're like, wake up in the morning. They still want to keep their routine.
Exactly. I never knew I could still do this. Oh, yeah. Cool. We'll just keep our sessions going, right? Mm. Now, if you can do outdoor PT or outdoor group, I definitely still think that is a really good option. I was in the park yesterday, saw like 3 trainers from my local Globo gym all out there delivering sessions.
Oh, you recognize them from the Globo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. See them every day.
Nice, nice.
You know, and they're with the same clients. I think perfect. I think that sort of effort is what builds clientele for life. You know, that like, man, out here in the park, we're still keeping it up. Like, that is really what being a coach, I think, is all about. So, I think don't be afraid of that. And, you know, I don't really see the risk in spreading it too much if that stuff is still allowed in the area you are. And I think that extends also to going to the person's house. If you can get out there, I think you definitely got to charge a premium for it. But if you can get into people's houses, I mean, that's something that's been around for a really long period of time. But the value there is huge, because then you're also setting them up to continue doing that training as soon as you leave, you know, because they're in that same environment.
Yeah. Can I just say a caveat to that, though, is make sure that in this particular time that you are being extra precautious with the virus, because you are going into their home. And then if they have kids, if they have like elderly parents around, if they have grandparents around, you're putting that whole family unit at risk. I mean, you're definitely putting them at risk in the park as well. But, you know, it's just a bit different when you go into their home. So, my recommendation would be to, ideally, if you can, if there are, you know, kind of at-risk persons around, is do it outside, like on the footpath or something, or at
good
a local
driveway.
Park. Yeah. We're just kind of in the backyard, sorry. And so, that's probably the best way to do it. And then just sanitize stuff and, you know, have hand sanitizer ready. Just keep your social distance, all that sort of stuff. All the usual rules that we've been hearing. But yeah, at this particular time, especially when you're coming to their home, just be completely mindful of that stuff. And if you can, try not to do it indoors if possible.
Yeah, it's a good call. Yeah. Even down at the park yesterday, we had sanitizers out, sprays out. Everyone was doing their bit. We'll keep it going. But I think the overall principle here is, yeah, the more you can get clients to keep appointments, the better. And I would just be as proactive as you can. If they've already bought sessions, cool, keep delivering the sessions. You know, don't let these all bank up and deliver them off in the future. I would just be trying to keep people's routine as much as I can, and get on the phone to them as soon as you can and hold them to that process. Hey, we're gonna keep working, we're gonna keep doing our sessions as we already planned. Now the next one I think is a really, really good opportunity. It's just nutrition consults. So same thing, you deliver this over the phone. If you think, oh, no one's going to buy this.
Or over Zoom.
Yeah, exactly, Zoom. No one's going to buy this. People have been buying this for years. You know, most nutritionists now offer Zoom consults. Like, most naturopaths do most of their consults.
Heaps of guests have had on the show do it.
It's extremely effective. It's been around for a long time. Now, it's just something you need to bring into your arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah, and how I would go about that is the most value is going to come from the individualization. So, most of the call should just be about you asking them questions so that you can make the appropriate recommendations. And look, you can even take it to the next level of like, hey, show me your pantry. Let's go. Put everything you've got in your pantry on the bench. Put all your food from your fridge on the bench and let's go through what's good, what's not good. And that's like you're getting a really intimate, private look that you wouldn't normally get than if you just did nutrition at the gym. So you can be like, oh, cool. So open your fridge. Wow, that's a lot of beer. Why do you have that much beer? You know, I'll be like, wow, that's a lot of sugar. Why is there so much chocolate there? You know, and all this stuff.
You can really help. You know, you like pull it out. You're like, oh, you didn't tell me like your yogurt was full of sugar. Like, oh, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
You know, that you can. There's real stuff that you never would have seen before.
Or you might find out they don't have a fry pan or a saucepan or a slow cooker. Like all these essential items you keep asking them to make. Or to get, sorry. And then all of a sudden you find out, oh, okay, well, the reason you can't, you know, cook chicken is because you don't have anything to cook it in, you know? So, you start learning all these things. by just getting them to turn the camera around and walk you through the fridge and the pantry and stuff. So you can definitely offer a lot of value there. And yeah, you can charge for it for sure. Cool. So the next thing that we've got is back to the workouts. You can do a live streamed workout. So that would be for a group of people. So I know some gyms are doing that at the moment. We did think about doing that, but right now it just doesn't make as much sense. It makes more sense to do online PT and to just kind of have the weekly workout already uploaded with the videos already filmed. So the live stream workout, basically you would choose a platform like Zoom, or you could do YouTube Live or whatever, but you would have the link private. So you need email addresses or phone numbers to get that link out to people. And then at a certain time, you send them the link 10 minutes before the session starts. People start signing in and viewing the session. You will need music to make it less awkward. That's for sure. You don't want to just be doing like a workout with everyone staring at you. So music for sure. And then potentially if you can get, do it with someone else. So like a partner coaching you or you coaching your partner, just so that you can do some movement demo stuff, some coaching stuff in there. And it's just not you in an, for an hour, just standing by yourself doing that home workout with music. But yeah, you could offer that as like basically your group classes. Yeah.
And it'll probably depend on your equipment situation. You know, potentially you can get equipment involved in it. I saw one gym, it's a pretty good offering there because they have a spin class in there. They've rented out all their bikes and they're doing virtual spin classes.
Peloton?
No, they sell individual. It's like a gym that normally
Peloton's having a laugh right now. They are having a laugh.
And so you can do that, you know, get a dumbbell at everyone's house and then just do a dumbbell only workout. But I think this is probably the best option if you just normally do group. So people are like not moving to PT because that's not what they pay for.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to maintain that service for as long as you can.
Yeah. And then guys, the last one, which has been around the longest, is just programming. A lot of people have home gyms. A lot of people have access to equipment. A lot of people might just want bodyweight stuff, but doing individualized programming, providing a written program for someone, for a fee. Which we all know, you know, you can very easily deliver in something like True Coach. And then, yeah, just, you know, making sure that they're accountable to it, making sure that you're checking in on it, making sure that you're calling them and just making sure they get it done and they've had any problems with it and changing it week to week. So that programming one's been around since CrossFit started, basically. So that's a tried and tested one that we'll finish with that we know people will definitely be wanting right now.
Yeah, and I think you've got to go extra hard on all the things that, just like a template at-home program people download off Instagram, doesn't deliver. Because yeah, there's so much free out there. So you've got to think, okay, what does that not deliver? How can I communicate that to the client? I'll be like, hey, you know, you can go do like some of those random ones, but remember we talked about, you know, like you really struggle with this and your hip mobility and you've been working on that. And like those programs aren't really going to help that or they might make it worse. That's the truth. You know, you're actually giving them the truth. So I can design one that's, you know, actually going to help with the things I've been working on. And the good news is we can still work on all those things when you're at home. Doesn't make much difference. So communicate it in that way that it's going to be completely individualized to them. And as things change, you will tweak the program for them and you can triple down the accountability. You know, text them twice a day. When are you going to get this program done? Because you haven't got much else to do. And that way you can just differentiate it from all the thousands of free programs they're seeing on their phone every day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Hopefully that was helpful. Stay strong, stay positive, stay healthy out there. Look after your business. Do the best that you can. Be proactive with all this stuff. And remember, you can go to the NPE webinar if you haven't already. The link to that is in the description of this episode. So that is some strategies. That is a long talk on how you guys can do all kinds of different maneuvers to keep your business going well. And then some new strategies to kind of even make it more profitable, potentially in a time like this. And then as well, you guys can go to waterfy.com/COVID-19 and that will have free software for anyone. You don't even have to be a Waterfy customer to kind of keep you guys making money, keep you guys saving money during this tough period. So thanks for tuning in and we'll speak to you guys next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.